How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hey, what's up, slobs? This is JMS coming to you at the top of this episode in another car with Laura driving in the rain.
Hey, everybody.
Yay. So this episode is going to be a little wonky with sound because Steph and I did it while we were saving Susan, but we hope you love it. Quick before it starts, wanted to let you know, Laura's going to be up north with Mark Maron this week. So go see her in Northern California. Steph will be at the Punchline in Atlanta. I'm around Los Angeles, but more importantly, it's October. That means it's Slobtoberfest, which is a thing we literally just made up. But it's huge. We've got all our old episodes on YouTube. We've got a Patreon now that we've launched, patreon.com/slobspod. And if you sign up for that this month, we're taking all of the subscriptions that join this month. All of that money will go towards breast cancer research for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So join now to help save them titties. And we're going to have bonus episodes once we get a certain number of subscribers. We're going to have exclusive flash sales on merch over there and just lots of fun, exciting stuff. So it's all happening and we love you guys. And there's a secret Facebook community you can join if you're a slob subscriber on our Patreon. So patreon.com/slobspod. We have merch available to everyone at the link in our bio. You can get special deals on it all month long, only for patrons. So get excited for that. We love you. Enjoy this episode. I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slob!
Oh yeah.
All right, you guys, listen. Welcome back to Slobs. We're just going to start off by saying, if the audio sounds like shit, we're in a car.
Yeah, we're driving on the I-80 West.
Yeah, through bumfuck Wyoming.
Yeah. And here's what I'm going to say. I've said it once, I'll say it again. Jess might be the best friend I've ever had driving with me across the country. Because yet again, my dog Susan got pneumonia, and here we are. And I will say, she's acting pretty damn good.
Are you talking about Susan or me?
Both. I think both of you. But I will say, too, there's an extra addition part of this trip. So we were supposed to, we did Chicago, then Buffalo, picked up Susan, got right back in the car. We were supposed to take our time to get to Vegas for Saturday.
Yeah, we had a 3-day, it would have been like 11-hour days each day, which is a really, saying take our time on 3 11-hour days really... really puts into perspective what you're about to tell everyone.
Yeah. So what we're doing is, I have a boyfriend, which I have to say because it sounds crazy, so I almost say it like a joke every time.
Yeah, for those of you listening to literally the last episode, where she's like, I was eating a burrito and instead of hitting on a man, she now has a full boyfriend.
I have a full boyfriend. It happened very quickly. He does most certainly live in Salt Lake City, so we're doing a little detour. It's only an hour out of the way, technically. But in order to see him, we did most certainly have to drive 16 hours one day.
13 today.
Yeah.
We are maybe midway through our 13-hour drive.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're halfway. No,
we're halfway. We're definitely halfway.
Oh, God damn it. You're going to hear us say God damn it a lot, and it's because we're trying to film this on my phone while audio recording on her phone. And guess what? It's not going to work.
We're using a fucking granola bar to hold it up.
It's chaos.
I'm on cruise control. Guess what, though? My 5-hour energy drink, it has kicked in.
Yeah, you're full speed ahead.
Oh, I am clockwork orange. I haven't blinked in at least 400 miles. These peepers are dry.
My God.
Good God.
By the way, for just because we brought up the video, we're on YouTube now. You can see full episodes on YouTube. You can see this one with the phone falling down eventually, hopefully, unless the phone dies, and then maybe this will be audio only. We'll see.
Why anybody would want to watch this video, I don't know. We don't know.
Just to see us getting pissed off live on camera, and maybe Susan will make an appearance, maybe not. We'll see.
But here's also the situation, which is what's weirding us out the most, is how we're not really affected by how long this drive has been.
Yeah.
And it's concerning.
Yeah, like imagine you went on a 16-hour road trip just one day with someone that you are friends with. You're like, this could get ugly. We're fine.
The only time I get mildly annoyed, you're like, oh, I didn't know you were annoyed.
Oh.
Jess is a very paranoid passenger.
I'm a terrible passenger.
So,
which is wild because I'm an even worse driver.
Oh, she took her Adderall last night. She's like, it's kicking in. And then I was like, Jesus Christ. And then kept swerving. And then yet today I ran over a broken tire and she's like, get away from the tire. And I'm like, Jesus. Oh,
okay,
God.
Well, somebody in the comments of one of our reels corroborate, is, I don't know if that's the right word, maybe I'm delirious, that you shouldn't run over tires on the road. Steph acted like I was making something up.
I've never heard. I have been running over tires. Not a full tire. Like straps of tire. I've been running it over for years. No one's ever said not to.
Have you ever had your own tire suddenly just go flat?
No. Yeah, well, I ran into a curb. But well, that was the curb.
Great. I don't know. There's just like shrapnel on the inside of tires. And you have to be careful. That's all I'm saying is be careful. But we are being careful. Yeah, no, it's... By the time we got to our hotel yesterday, weirdest hotel.
Oh, it was cool. It was a kitschy. Also, yeah. This is how delirious Jess was. The man behind the counter, it looked as if he had some bottom teeth. I wouldn't call those teeth. But the top teeth were gums and like corn kernels that had been stuck in the bottom of a well.
It was like just, his mouth.
It was the grossest mouth I've seen. And at one point, he did a big smile, and his gum came out and clicked around a bit. And I looked at you, and you were still, like, laughing and, like, giving him your ID. And I was like, did you not just see what I just saw?
I think I was so delirious that I thought his teeth were part of the Nebraska theme in the hotel. I was like, this is good. He has corn teeth.
Yeah, this is real kitschy.
Really, really do it up over
That's why
here.
They hired this guy. His teeth matched the wallpaper.
Oh, yeah. The wallpaper and curtains were stalks of corn. The room had carpet that was, I think, it's been there since the 60s. It's plaid. Blue and red and white. Red, white, and blue. I don't know why I said it in that order, but plaid. There was paintings of horses. It was very, like, welcome to Nebraska. And the shower, by the way, had what appears to be a ventilation system.
Well.
It was a tiny cutout box in the wall.
It was a peephole. It was at the exact height where a man's eyes would stare in. It had no point. If it was a ventilation, why wouldn't it be in the ceiling?
Yeah, there wasn't a switch for it either. For fuck's sake. I kept thinking, as I was showering this morning, because if you think that the fucking whole camera died. You guys, you're not getting this on camera.
No, keep shutting off.
All you're going to see for this episode on YouTube is just clips of the phone collapsing. And we'll be like, sorry, listen to the audio. I didn't not shower because of that. I was like 16 hours on the road. I face planted last night. I need to get the stink off. I just kept imagining that man from the front desk's face just slowly popping up.
I just kept picturing his mouth, just the mouth sitting in the hole.
How are the showers? Pretty hot, huh?
You like the corn? He even said, you're going to love the corn wallpaper. Like, it was a whole thing.
Your teeth are corn wallpaper, sir. Stop yapping at me.
And then he asked if Susan was a service dog, and she did, in fact, have her service vest on.
And we said yes and ran away because we thought they were going to charge us.
You're stuffed up. Why are you all sniffy?
Because I've been laughing so hard that I'm getting, like, I think, because I'm getting, like, mucus from laughing. Is that a thing?
I have a sore throat, and I know it's from the 5-hour. It hurt the second I was finished taking it.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's
scratchy.
Actual poison.
No, it doesn't feel good.
Olive Garden, listen, we're now passing a rest area that could be the only rest area for years. Not rest area.
No.
Stop. It's fine. But, boy, trying to eat healthy on the road is what a nightmare.
It's impossible. We've had some chomps.
Yeah, chomps, sticks. Chomps, if you're out there, sponsor us. Speaking of sponsoring us, this is weird. What a weird transition. It's episode number 25. We're launching a Patreon, guys.
Yes, we are.
Ideally, by the time this comes out, you'll be able to go to patreon.com. Any weird pauses are because the other phone filming us is collapsing. Can't stress that enough. Someone's going to get annoyed that I keep saying it. You're going to be like, we get it. Patreon.com/slopspod. We're doing two tiers. The first tier is going to get you into our secret Facebook group. We have a secret Facebook group, and you can't get in unless you're a Patreon. So come talk shit with us.
And there's going to be all sorts of dirty little secrets in there.
Oh, shit talking. Oh, we're going to get way more graphic. You think that just oversharing city, and you'll get to meet other Slobs fans from around the country, which we've been meeting on this little road trip.
Yeah, guess what? Turns out we have some fans, and thank you so much for coming to the shows.
Thank you. Yeah, we fucking love it. And then we'll have an upper tier that where you can submit questions and stories and topics, and it's all building towards goals where we'll eventually have exclusive bonus content. Yada, yada, yada. You can see all the things over there. But if you love us, you want to support us, and you want to get deeper into the cult that is Slobs, head on over there, because we're fucking trying to make this a whole situation. Frankly, look, Tim Dillon's podcast has, his Patreon gets over 200 grand a month, you guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not saying we're going to get there anytime soon, but the man doesn't need that much money, does he? Does anyone
That's
need
so
that much money?
Money.
It's absurd.
Listen, you know the old adage, three women can do at least half of what one man can do. So let's get in there, guys.
Just join in. You get a sticker or something. I set the whole thing up.
Yeah, right? I set the whole thing up. I'm manic. I am a nightmare.
No, it's great. What the fuck else would we do? Also, now that we're talking about our Slobs fans, we got a little bone to pick here. We got a small bone to mention here. And guess what? It's kind of large.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're on the road. There's not all the time we're all going to do the same episode.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
You may have noticed at this point, nearly 10 minutes into the episode, not a peep from Laura, and that's because she's not here.
Yeah, because we're not always in the same city. We are all road comedians. We travel. We are all full-time stand-up comics. So guess what? We're not going to be in the same city. But here's the situation here.
We'll consider it if we can get to $250,000 on Patreon. No, that's not the situation. Listen, sometimes you're going to get episodes that are just me and Steph. Sometimes they're me and Laura. Sometimes it'll be Laura and Steph. And listen, some of you may feel very strongly one way or the other about the two-person episodes. Maybe not two-person in general. Maybe there's two people together that you especially really like or especially really don't like. That's okay. You can just learn to skip those episodes.
Yep.
You don't need to message us, especially going, hey, I really loved this episode that didn't have XYZ person.
Well, I'll say it. There was a DM from somebody I know who, you know, in Toronto, sent a message being like, I just want you to let you know. It was my favorite episode ever, the one with Jess and Laura, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. Here's the thing. Don't add me into that message. That is fine if you like that the best.
I
consider it negging, is what it was to me. It seemed very strange. I love that you love the podcast without me. Again, I'm glad you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for supporting it. But I don't need to fucking know that the one episode with me is not your favorite. Like, it doesn't matter. Or
vice versa. Oh, and here's the other thing. If you do feel like, if you feel so compulsed to be like, that we might just abandon the camera.
I think we abandoned the camera.
Okay, this is last attempt.
Yeah,
it's gone.
It's not going to work.
Okay, I'm turning off.
There's
no video for this episode.
I'm also driving, so.
This is delirious.
Her breath is so bad, too. If you guys could smell the dog's breath, you would not want to.
Listen, yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it's the dog. It's definitely the dog. It's not me breathing all over you with my stinky breath. If you have something that you dislike about specific episodes and you feel so strongly about it that you're like, perhaps they don't know. Perhaps they would like some constructive feedback, which, by the way, we're never not going to be doing two-person episodes. It's going to keep happening. So if your feedback is, hey, I don't like those, keep it to your fucking self and just skip that episode.
Yeah, and don't comment on our fucking
reviews.
Reviews.
If you're going to tell us, DM us, email us. Don't leave a less than 5-star review going, I love the podcast so much, but I didn't like this one episode, because you fuck up our overall review number.
Bad.
And that's
badly.
Then it makes us go down in the algorithm, then other people can't find Slobs.
Yes.
And then we don't get to reach everybody.
And
we don't get to get more people.
We
like,
will read it if you DM us.
Yeah,
we read them.
We're
and
open
we'll
to
still,
feedback.
And we'll still address it in the podcast. We'll go, hey, turns out people like, we don't want you to not fucking tell us, but you know,
yeah, if 5,000 people messaged us and were like, no more episodes of just Laura and Jess, we'd probably go, well, maybe let's try to not do that. You know what I mean? Let's try to, like, maybe we can stack up, you know, or whatever. Or like, please God, no more Steph and Jess. We need all three. Whatever.
Whatever it is.
But in the reviews, it like hurts.
Yeah, we're still really
growth of the show,
here.
And we're so new, and we're trying to grow. So like, hey, you don't have to love everything. That's okay. We hate a lot of things. You hear it. But like, that's not the avenue.
No.
You don't call like, hey, I love you so much, but I did want to like prevent you from success.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I was upset by one little thing you said. That's frankly shitty.
It is.
And you're not shitty. You guys aren't shitty. Don't do shitty things.
Yeah. We've moved on now.
Anyways, we're moving on.
But it was just a lot. It was a lot.
We were sad. But not anymore. The five-hour energy's kicking in.
I'll lie to you. The five-hour... Jess took an Adderall yesterday, and holy shit.
Apparently, Steph has never seen someone... Here's the thing. Here's what's most concerning to me. I don't think I'm that different when I take my Adderall.
No, you were sending emails, setting up a Patreon, and driving in a rainstorm at night at the same time. So yeah, you were slightly different.
I think the only difference between that and me not taking my Adderall is I would have started all those things and not done them on my without okay, the Adderall. Yes. On the Adderall, I actually sent the emails instead of just typing them. Okay, so maybe I was a little bit chaotic. But
oh no, wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour coming up here. Don't love that.
A crosswinds of 70 plus miles an hour is what that said.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you guys have driven through Wyoming, but it's windy as hell out here.
First time ever in Wyoming. This is it.
Welcome to Wyoming. Oh my God, there's two really great country songs about the town Cheyenne.
I think we're passing Cheyenne.
Yeah. The one time I've driven through here. This is maybe not that crazy, but I used to listen to Pandora Radio. And of course I was listening to the country station because I'm me. I drove through Cheyenne, and both of those songs came on. One is called I Can Still Get to Cheyenne, and the other one's just called Beaches of Cheyenne. They both came on while I was passing Cheyenne. And I thought that was, like, it was of all the country songs in the world.
Maybe you should move to Cheyenne.
It's fucking great. Yeah, and just what, become a horse? That's all that's here.
My eyes are crazy. I saw a really tall goose. Yesterday we were driving. Thank God Jess was driving because I thought I saw a man in a field with a trench coat and a witch hat. And I was like, whoo, if I was driving, I would be a bit upset.
I'm sorry. I wish that we were filming this because we gave up in case that's not clear. Okay, you guys can't see this, but there is nothing. But open fields.
Yeah, yeah,
no. I do not understand how you thought you saw a giant goose.
A very tall goose. Like a 6-foot tall goose. I don't know. You know what? Maybe the 5-hour blurs your sight.
Yeah. Are you hallucinating? That's so insane.
So here's the thing, too. This is... Let's also quickly get back to how insane it is that the last podcast was like, oh, I met a guy in Utah, and now we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is fucking crazy.
Yes.
I have not had a boyfriend in, a dog's age. I don't remember. I think an official boyfriend?
Yeah.
Official boyfriend? I'm not going to lie. This is going to sound so fucking sad. 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
That's wild.
And this happened. Here's the thing. We both know it's psychotic. We're both aware...
You're being a little...
We're both being...
You're just running with the emotions.
Oh, we're being insane. We both are aware how crazy it is, but like, you know, he came to Telluride with me for the weekend, and we had a fucking...
Amazing
weekend. It was so easy, it was so fun, it was just like, I don't know, it was too easy.
Yeah, and I guess it's sometimes like when you feel it. Wait, on that note, I also actually have a boyfriend.
I just realized
in the last episode, I was very much like, well, you know, we don't want to say anything. Who knows? Yeah. So I'm just putting that in there because I feel like, wait, we should update you guys on that. But like, yeah, you are having these big feelings for a guy. He's having them for you. And you guys are kind of just like, you know what? Let's run with it and see where it goes.
I know long distance is psychotic to do immediately, but I am booked to the end of the year anyway, so it's like, even if I...
It would be long distance even if you live in LA.
I barely see him, so it's like...
That's the thing, it's like, maybe it's not. I mean...
I have 2 weekends off in October, I'm gonna for sure make him come to LA, and I kind of want to hang out with him on Halloween, so it's like...
I hope he comes to LA and we can all do something for Halloween.
Yeah, because now... We all have boyfriends.
Now we can go on triple dates. Now what will we talk about?
That's the thing. Now I have no men to shit on because I'm happy. Here's the problem. No one's heard Happy Steph yet.
Yeah, our numbers are going to tank.
Oh, yeah, we're fucked. Happy Steph is...
No.
That's something... I mean, I've been happy. Like, obviously, career shit. But, like, this is... Yeah. The weekend I spent with him and Telly Ride, I smiled so much my face hurt, which is kind of sad.
It's like
that.
The Joker.
No, it's like, yeah.
No, you're really
bleeding.
Happy.
It was so chapped.
You're very noticeably, like, glowing.
Well, yeah, we're driving 13 fucking hours to see him right now. Like, this is crazy.
Well, and I gotta say, like, I love it, because you're my friend and I want you to be happy and I'm happy for you. And this guy so far, it's very new. Seems very nice.
He's very nice.
Seems like a good dude. The fact that you're this happy is great. And also, it's so funny that, like, not that long ago, if you guys remember, I may have been mentioned a few times on the podcast that I did go through a breakup. but I went through the breakup, and you were like, I'm sorry you're hurting. A little bit of me selfishly is excited for us to both be single.
Yes.
And now that you're in a relationship, and I'm newly in a relationship, there was this, like, oh, now we can, like, both bond over, like, how cute our boyfriends are. Which is so stupid, but it's also, like...
It's nice. Yeah, it would be hard if this whole trip you were, like, calling him and I'm just like...
No, that's right. The thing is, like, yeah. when you have...
Obviously be happy for you, but it's just like...
Of course, but it's like... I don't know if you guys can relate to this. Slobs, let us know. But, like, when you are really happy with your partner... Especially when it's newer, but, like, maybe it continues on. What is this fucking bird?
That is a hawk.
Seen a lot of birds that look like they're just learning how to fly on this trip. But, like,
I think it's the gusty winds.
Yeah, it's, like, these huge gusts of winds to the point that it looks like a bird is shocked that it's flying. And it's like, my God, I'm airborne! When you're, like, super happy and you want to share, like a happy thing about a guy you're dating and you have a friend that's, like, just been single for a while.
Yeah.
And so you know that they, like, really want to find a partner and you're, like...
That's all my friends with me the last fucking how long?
Yeah, and it's like you know, obviously any of us in that position when you're single, you're happy for your friend unless you're just so upset, which happens sometimes that you like have... I have other friends that like really have trouble even being happy for you, who I just can't talk to about something.
That's
fucked up in its own way. But like, you just feel like when you know your friend is like, I want them to find someone, I know they want to find someone. I guess it would be the same as like... if I was a rich person complaining about my money problems
to a
poor friend. Like,
well, that's all,
which
yeah.
is, so, that actually sounds so shitty.
No,
also,
but that's true. Like, this is how I can tell that I am really happy. So many of my sister, my best friend Allison, and my best friend Laura, all in Toronto, all just from my Instagram stories, all said individually, I have not seen you this happy in a really long time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that, when it's that noticeable from, like, my really close friends...
Who have
I'm
known
like,
you for so long.
Known me and known me through every fucking breakup and all this fucking bullshit with men.
Yeah, it's not like you haven't had guys around.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, a notable difference.
Oh, guys are always kind of around, but there's never anything fucking happening.
Yeah.
They're fucking towels or they're fucking getting anxiety and fucking ghosting me. Who knows?
Getting anxiety...
I know you're laughing at the towel part, because the towel thing
is
still the
funniest
thing in
the world. I am, because it's disgusting. We discussed that.
I can't stop discussing
it. It's,
if you forgot, I was talking to a man who lies a towel on the fucking ground and fucks it. Disgusting.
A dry towel.
A dry, flat towel.
That's just horrific.
Anyways.
I also just want to clear something up with my comparison, because I'm in my head about it. I know I'm just being neurotic, but like, I'm not equating being single to being poor.
No, God,
I'm saying...
No one thought that.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, when you have... It's like when your friend has expressed wanting the thing you have and you have it. Happens with career stuff, too. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we're all up for XYZ. I hope we all get this thing.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and it's like, did you get the thing, too? No?
It's very hard, yeah. I will say you are very good with that.
I love it.
You are very good with, like... if somebody gets something, being very happy with them and honestly being happy with them, not just being like...
Some people really struggle with it.
I used to. I think I'm better now, but I definitely used to have a problem. Like, I just... Because it's this fucking... It's so competitive, this goddamn career. That
and it can beat you down, and you can, like...
And especially if, which for a long time, forever, I was single. So it's like, I was going through a big phase where I'm like, I'm getting beat down in career and in love life. I'm like,
can I get something?
Can I get something here? I'm fucking losing my mind.
You throw me a fucking life preserver somewhere.
I'm honestly scared I'm not going to be as funny that I'm happy.
No, I can tell you, you are psychotically happy on this road trip. And I have been with you, trapped in a vehicle with
trapped.
You.
Now with my stinky ass dog. Who, again, she's literally, like, picture a golden retriever. She's just sitting in the back.
Such a good girl.
Like, that's not nothing. She barely sits up. Maybe she's still sick. Now I'm worried.
Yeah, no. She's straight up chilling.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, you've been crushing at the shows. I've been laughing so hard I cry on the road. That's a fear I think so many... Oh, God.
God. Sorry.
Sorry, we're passing semis, and it's so scary.
Yeah, we gotta go on the shoulder there. The wind is really bad, so they're, like, fucking wafting around.
They're, yeah, blowing around, and it's just a nightmare. I have cried so hard I laughed in this car so many times. And I think that's a fear that I think a lot of creatives have. That, like, oh, if I get too happy. It's a thing you hear with comedians, but I think even, like, other artists think that, like, for some reason there's some sort of...
Yeah, I don't think Van Gogh was in a good headspace.
No.
I think... To get rid of the old ear.
Oh, yeah.
Something's a bit screw upstairs.
I heard that actually happened in a fight and that whole story's made up, but I don't know if it's true. I'd have to look it up. But also, yeah, he also did that painting of, like, the screaming skull. Like,
yeah.
The man's not well. He's... Have you ever seen fucking Dali paintings? I was like, this guy had schizophrenic nightmares.
Yeah, I don't think Picasso was a happy guy.
No. Well, Picasso fucked all the time.
Was he hot?
I don't know. I don't know if he was hot or if he was just like at Picasso and people just like, he was a womanizer. But maybe he could still have been miserable.
Maybe, like, he just had like paint all of his fingers all the time. He's like, I'll paint your body.
Oh God, and all these women got oil paint in their pussies and just died of oil poisoning.
They died of oil poisoning. That's
is that what it's called? Oil poisoning? My God, that's horrific. No, but I think that actually, like, if you're in a happy space with comedy, like, what you lose is this, like, extra anxiety you always have hanging over you that's stressing you out, and it frees up a part of your brain to, like, be creative, to let the, like, creative juices flow. Because if you're stressed about, like, love life, or, like, is this ever coming for me, or having trouble in your, you know, in a relationship, that stuff, like, eats away at your energy and your mind in a way that, like, you may not consciously realize it, but it's, like, sucking your energy away that you can't fully give to your creativity.
Yeah.
So actually, like, alleviating the weight of this guy I'm dating, but it's not really a thing. He's kind of a dick. It's stressing me out. Or what is this? Whatever. Now you, like, have a thing. You know you have it. You're happy. And, like, that's just a source of joy. You're not going, will I find my person? Is this person the one? Why are they being shitty? It's like, I got this great person. I don't have to stress about
it. But now it's hard to not think that, though. Like, I think, too, I was telling you this. I like to complain. It's sick. But
what?
No one
believes that. Also, Robbie Hoffman has called 3 times.
Yeah, she does that. That means absolutely nothing needs to be said.
Robbie, we're recording a podcast.
Robbie knows. Robbie does this. It's going to be...
A non-emergency.
It's a non-emergency. She's gonna complain. She's going to say something about the New York Comedy Festival because we're both doing it. That's what it's going to be. Or it's going to be some gossip from Toronto about something that means nothing.
I can't wait to hear it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Let's back up. We were talking about the stress of worrying about...
Oh, yeah. So now I'm like, I have never done a long-distance relationship.
Never?
No.
You didn't? Oh, yeah, okay.
Especially starting one as a long-distance.
Yeah.
So it's like, now I have immediate worry. Because, like, here's the thing. I'm a horny pig. I want... That's why I'm like, I literally paid quite a bit extra tonight for us to get a 2-bedroom Airbnb... So I could fuck him in the other room.
Not with soundproof walls, so I'll be traumatized by the next episode.
Oh, look, we're going to get you some earplugs.
I will have my ear pods in full blast.
Put Susan's ears on top of your ears.
I just put in, I put porn on to fall asleep instead of hearing you fuck.
And I'll be quiet.
Sure, I don't believe that for a second.
No, I mean, there's no way I'm going to be quiet.
This is you whispering, so.
Yeah, this is a whisper. And this is me.
So, okay, let's talk it out. So. Okay, also, for those of you listening, if you've started a relationship at long distance, or if you are currently in one and it's working, you have little, like, maybe things that you do to keep the excitement alive, let us know. Send them our way, you know what I mean? Leave it in a comment on our Instagram. Like, not in a review.
We hated them talking about our leaving our reviews.
They changed the review to that 1 star.
I mean, look, the whole reason I'm going into this is because, as I've mentioned, that's the biggest tire I've ever seen in my life.
Those are tire. What is that for? A literal monster truck?
That was.
You guys,
crazy.
The truck, the tires were literally the size of our car. Anyway,
I have no prospects in Los Angeles. I don't have time to date. I don't want to date in Los Angeles. I have had absolutely zero fucking luck. You were the only person I know in the last how long that's even fucking had success dating.
My boyfriend is a miracle.
It's crazy.
He's my boyfriend. I just got so excited.
I have been smirking like little pigs.
Like we're on microdosing mushrooms.
Like literally, we have.
It's ridiculous.
We're looking at cows grazing with mountains in the back. It looks kind of this. That
looks
so like
peaceful.
Wyoming.
What a life to just be a cow. I mean, they are going to be turned into cheeseburgers.
They don't. Well,
probably.
They don't stop eating though. At this point, I'm like, what? What else?
And they
do
don't
have cows. That's
yeah,
all they
but,
do is eat.
Who ca- I mean, all you do is eat and you don't think about the fact that you're fat. What a life. Are you kidding?
I mean,
sign me up.
I know that
they have no... Bad. Cows don't have body dysmorphia. They just eat and they're like, I guess I'll eat some more and then take a nap.
Yeah, they I've never seen one stop eating.
They're just, the happiest...
How is there any grass left?
That cow's tail was wagging. It could have just been blowing in the wind.
Susan's looking at the cows right now.
She's salivating. Steak.
Now it's steak. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy to even start like this, but I'm like, Salt Lake isn't that far away. I have been crushed so badly by every fucking attempt to date in Los Angeles, and I'm like, why not? I meet somebody who I get along with, who, and here's something that sounds crazy, but I think it's...
He's very into
he's
you.
He's really into me, and I have not felt that in over 70... I'm not... This is going to sound more pathetic... The last person I thought was so into me was my first boyfriend, Steve.
Yeah.
And that was, it ended when I was 24. And that's the last person I was like, oh yeah, Steve thought I was so hot. He thought I was so funny. He would do anything for me. And now, oh, look at all the deers. What are those? Antelope, what is that?
Like little antelope, you guys. Too bad we didn't film this one, huh? What a bummer. No, that's
so it's like,
you deserve
I,
that.
I
every woman
that.
Deserves
every,
that.
Also, everybody wants that. You want your
every person deserves
partner.
That.
Yes,
you to want, be goo goo eyes. Over
yes,
you.
That's like that is. It is so fucked how it makes you feel and how like. And I'm like, wow, is my body dysmorphia going away? Like walking around in front of him naked and him just looking at my body and smiling. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You like this? You're looking at this like that? I'm like, I've never done that. I've never looked at myself in the mirror and went.
Yeah,
oh,
like the wolf with the hard eyes.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's literally.
Yeah, no, it makes you feel so good. It also puts in perspective how shitty other people were to you.
Oh yeah. Oh,
oh
my
you're
god.
Like, why did I even let someone treat me like this?
Why did I fuck a man who didn't one time tell me I was hot? Like, what the hell was I doing?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, my boyfriend will just look over sometimes and be like, "You look so beautiful," and it's
that's
like
crazy. That
it's also a thing
time.
Where when that long passes between having someone like that. Like, I think, like, you forget that that's maybe even, like, I was like, that's not a thing. You know what I mean? It's like, that's
no.
not available. We don't do that anymore. It's like, you do that when you're 15 and you're hitting on a person for the first time in your life. It's like, no, there are people who will think that about you and you shouldn't settle for anyone who doesn't.
Yeah. And that's what I think.
And for someone you feel like that about.
Yes. That's what I think why the two of us are like, let's fucking, whatever this is, we have to try because we both haven't felt like this in a while for somebody else. So I think it's just that, like. We're both just like, it's like, I get nervous around him. Like,
aww.
I get high school giddy. Like, my stomach gets in knots. I'm like, this still happens at 37?
That's
nuts.
Cute.
It is cute.
I want to know.
He's so
cute. Yeah, well, it's also just like, I think we have these societal norms, or we tell ourselves these things about, we need to, I mean, we literally have talked about it in the last few weeks, related to my situation, of how long is a normal amount of time, and like, what is, okay, like, I don't want to assume I'm in a relationship until XYZ. But, like, so many things are just these made-up milestones.
And it's, like, it differs from every fucking person. Like, we talked about this.
Yes.
This amp show that if you guys...
By the
Monday,
way, she's got an amp show.
Every Monday at 6 p.m. I'm doing a live radio show. You can call in. The main reason I want people to do it is because you can call in live.
And talk to
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Jess did it with me. It was fun. The call-ins
yeah, yeah.
are fun. We love the call-ins.
So get on amp. It's an app. And
it's free
to
amp.
Show every
yes.
week.
But it's a side note. But, we were talking on Monday how, like, there's no, everyone's different. Like, yes, it could be 3 weeks. It could be 2 days. Like, it's how you feel. And it's how, like, I had another friend of mine who's a big comedic actress. She's getting flack for dating some younger guy right now who, like, also was, like, a reality star kind of guy. And her friend's like, oh, my God, this guy's using you.
Why are you even with him?
He's glomming on. She's like, fuck you. I'm fucking happy. I haven't been happy in a long time. It's also very hard when you have people who have been married or been with someone for a long time to judge. You don't know how bad dating has gotten.
Especially those of you who, like, got married or have been with your partner since before apps.
You don't know.
It changed how men's brain work. It changed the landscape for everyone.
It changed, like, men and women became everyone. Everyone has become
different.
Different and bad. You're just used to swiping on people's fucking faces and judging them immediately. We've all become so fucking shallow, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, it's also, there's that instant gratification and there's that little thing in the back of your head that's like, oh, I think people have a subconscious thing of something better could be one swipe away.
Yes, and that's, and like, sometimes you see that and it's so sick when you fucking go on dates where it's like, you see the guy look at you and immediately, and I've had this so many times.
Size you up.
Size me up and immediately I know in his head he goes, I could have done better. And it's just like, they sit down and they have this like drink and they're like, blah, blah, blah. They're like, I had a guy
who was
like,
they don't even want to be there.
No, checking other women the whole time. And I was like, well, fuck me up the ass. Why are you here then?
It's like, don't waste my time. If you show up and you really feel that strongly, just go, make it awkward and go, listen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not vibing.
Yeah, like something. Like,
or suck it up enough to be polite for one date. Don't be fucking checked out and aloof, because it's like, now you're wasting my time and it's not even like, at least I have an enjoyable, friendly conversation for fuck's sake. And then go, hey, you know, it was nice to meet you. I just didn't really feel the spark.
Literally one time was on a date and I went to the bathroom and I came back and he was on Tinder.
You are fucking kidding me.
I am not kidding you. I came, because I came around the back and I saw him on his phone and I glanced and then he closed it quickly and I was like, oh my fucking God.
What a pig.
And then people are wondering why when I complain with LA. Yes, this is the fucking bullshit. Like, it's sick.
That you have to put up with, and it's like,
it's sick.
It's bad. It's worse than it was before everywhere because of apps. But LA is just exceptionally bad. There's a lot of just scummies.
It's
scum. Which is a weird word. But also, like, yeah. Okay, so the guy that you're seeing lives in another city. The reality is, you travel a lot anyway. I mean,
gets his friend's a pilot, so he gets his friend's flight pass.
Oh, so he can get cheap and free flights?
Yes. Cheap.
Well, that is a game changer.
Well, that's another reason. So he mentioned that. I was like, well, that seems like something we can work around.
Yeah, you're already like, and you know what I love is that you're already like, how can we make this work? Instead of just being like, well, figure it out, which you are doing that as well, but going, okay, realistically, we're going to have to be taking trips.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a theoretical boyfriend who I see once a year when I come to the club in Salt Lake. You know what I mean?
No.
But also, flights from Salt Lake to LA, in terms of flights, I mean, flights have all gone up. But you can get those pretty cheap, especially if you do a while out. You could even, this is a thing where you could even plan ahead your calendar of like, the third week of every month, he flies and sees you, and you tell your touring agent for next year, this week I'm unavailable in the calendar.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because the thing is I think also coming up as comedians, and like, first of all, the industry wants to be like, fill up your calendar and we don't care if you drop dead. But I think when you start to get stuff, there's this like, we do so much shit for so long for nothing.
Yeah.
And it builds this mindset of like, I can't say no to anything. It gets in your head like, I might pass up an opportunity that would fuck me up somehow. You are now at a level where like, if a club's trying to book you and you go, I'm not available that weekend, they're going to find another
way. Yeah, well, the problem was, right after the Netflix thing hit, I hadn't been booked at a lot of clubs in the States. So I was like, fuck yeah. So I said yes to everything. And now I'm like, I'm excited. I'm not shitting on any club or anything at all right now. But I'm like, I'm
overloaded. It's a lot.
I'm fucking tired. Like, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Well, it's hard.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And I said this before to just you off air, but you're building relationships with these clubs. You're seeing, by saying yes to all these gigs, you're seeing where your big draws are so you can keep going back to those audiences, seeing what clubs you like and like vibe with so you can build in those cities if you want. But a thing, like, you're absolutely, and many like big comedians do this, well within your like rights and sanity to go, I want to do this many weekends a year and that's it, or this many weekends a month to your agents, and they will fill up your calendar as you say. So like, if you're like I want to make sure I have at least 1 week off a month. Or two.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to have to go to two. Because it's also like, now I get this feeling where I'm like, people in LA are forgetting about me. I'm like,
they're not. They never will.
Like, that's why I'm like, I get all panics. I'm like, now I haven't done a fucking show. Like, I'm doing one show in LA this Sunday for the first fucking time. And like, good God. I did the store spot like last week, but I'm like, I'm popping in doing like fucking.
Well, and you've got the store spot. So it's like, yeah. You can make a little chunk of change and not have to worry about it. And it's good to be around LA. Good to be, because you're also trying to do other things. You want to, you know, eventually do TV and, or more TV, movies, et cetera, et cetera. So like, you want time in LA so that you're not doing what you had to do this time, which is throw a wrench in the middle of your travel, fly back.
Yeah.
Which is great. Of course, you would have always done that to be in a movie. But, like,
yes.
Now you'll have gaps in your calendar and whatever. And let me just say, and I think everyone will agree with me who's listening and would echo my sentiments. And I'm going to say them, and they'll never sink into your head. No one is ever going to forget you, Steph. You are one of the least forgettable people on earth.
Well, that's very cool.
I can't see a mullet without thinking of you, and I listen to a lot of country music. I think of you often. Every time Morgan Wallen pops up in a newsfeed thing because some Nashville reel shows up on my Instagram and he's fighting an audience member, I'm like, Steph,
send it to me. I gotta see this. Well, speaking of sending,
you look nothing like him. Your mullet is better, but he just is the first current mullet man I could think of.
There's this, what is that art piece today that's getting shared?
Oh,
there's some viral video going around of a drawing
of a giant woman
with a big schnoz.
Yeah.
And two butt cheeks that are removable and two guys jumping on little...
Like, they hold up the butt cheeks underneath this giant painting of a woman and they jump on trampolines with them so it looks like the woman's shaking her butt.
Yeah, and I have been tagged in it now an amount of times that I have lost count.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's crazy how many people are like, is this you? Is this modeled after you? Like, hilarious if it was.
Ha ha, because it's got big curly hair and a big nose.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And a big jiggly booty.
But that's the thing, I have a flat ass.
You
do. On my ass.
We're really, by the way, we're not doing any service for ourselves being in a car for 16 hours.
No,
flattening our asses
more. No, we're not.
Flattening our asses and not sticking to the macros. Sorry, Stacia. I'm sticking to the macros better than... No, it's not today. I went off the rails. I've had 2%.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm starting the diet back on Monday because we are... It is, I'm going to say, borderline impossible to be on the fucking road in a car.
And like, do a very...
There's no walking. There's no working out.
Yeah, the food is... You can eat semi-healthy if you plan ahead and it also depends on where you drive through. Sometimes there's just nothing.
Yeah, I don't think Wyoming's going to have a fucking salad spot for us to stop at right now.
Yeah, I don't think Wyoming has ever seen a salad anywhere within the borders of the state.
I don't even think I've seen a turnoff here to get gas, so I don't know.
No, we might...
We're getting close.
Have to live in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Eat the horses. But, yeah, no, diet, like, the exercise portion, when you're doing this amount of... 16-hour days, 13-hour days, you're not getting 10,000 steps.
No, you can't.
If you get 1,000 steps, it's a miracle.
No,
I was running in place at the rest stop trying to just up my steps, and I'm like, for what? So I can have 1,200 instead of 1,000?
Well, you can walk the dog when we get back to the thing. I'm going to go meet my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, you're going to go out and fuck probably in a public place and be ousted by the Mormons from Salt Lake City.
Banned from Salt Lake City for
coming in a coffee shop. And I'll go on a brisk walk with the dog. We'll both be having the same amount of fun.
Yeah, you're coming.
And me and Susan are waving
also
at the
coming.
Locals. We're coming just from the joy of walking.
We're going to keep this podcast going until we find a rest stop.
Yeah, you guys are stuck with us because we may need to cry for help, which I don't think that asking for help in a podcast that's going to come out a week later will do much.
No.
But we are coming near an information center, so maybe.
Does anybody ever go to an information center? What do you? Is it just pamphlets?
What is that
is somebody
for?
Working there?
Is it like information on Wyoming?
Oh my God, we're going
Who
by Happy
cares?
Jack Road.
Oh, you're going to be in Happy Jack Road later when you're
damn
jerking
right.
off your boyfriend. You know what though? I'll say this about long distance. So when I went to college, I was dating my high school boyfriend when I went to college. Spoiler alert: didn't work out.
Good.
But at that time, that was like. Right as texting was becoming a thing, but it was when they charged for every single text message. I had to call him long distance from my dorm room. Like, this
oh,
was...
God.
I mean, I started texting within that year, but, like, cell phones were pretty new.
Yeah.
nowadays, at least, like, with modern technology, I mean, you can full-on, like, graphically masturbate in front. Not that that's what everyone's looking for. But, like, with FaceTime and Zoom, there's a lot of extra fun or extra even... doesn't have to be dirty. It's just, like, the intimacy you get from seeing someone's face versus just talking on the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot more ability to connect.
Yeah.
Lincoln's head is on a rock.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a monument that everyone knows about in America, but it was literally a head chiseled out of a rock.
Just Lincoln's head.
Why wouldn't they do the rest of the body?
Looking like maybe he was already dead. It was post-Lincoln after getting shot at the theater. His hat was gone. No top hat in sight.
No hat.
It fell off. I don't know what we're doing here in Wyoming, but...
It is pretty, though. I will say I don't hate the...
It's very, like, Christmas tree-y.
Oh, I am speeding. There's any cops listening. I am. Whew. I gotta piss so bad right now. Okay.
Right. Well, we're gonna... Let's... Okay. Before we go. Here's what I wanna know. So, we're both newly in relationships. Hers is long distance. I'm on the road a lot. So, for those of you who are away from your partner in big chunks... What do you guys do to keep the magic? What do you do to, keep things fun from a distance when you're not able to see your person?
I'm going to be fucking masturbating on FaceTime at an alarming amount.
Yeah, I just shove my pussy into my, I put it on a, you know those selfie sticks?
Yes.
That have
the
little, like, Bluetooth button so you can take the picture from far away.
Oh, yeah,
I just
shove the whole
phone in the pussy, start taking pictures from the inside. And go, I can't wait for you to be here.
Yeah, that's nice. See you on the inside.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wish you were here.
He's like, I don't know what that is. It's
yeah, it's up. Just black. Like, because there's no lighting
so
in there.
I that's one thing, though, about masturbating. It is very hard to get the good lighting and get the good setup. It's really, really, really hard.
Yeah,
I've tried it several times, and it's like...
Even just still photos?
No, it's hard. It's like, I try putting it on the bed, because I'm like, that's where I masturbate, and I'm like trying to set it up, the camera keeps falling, it's like how our setup was here.
Yeah.
Keep falling. Susan's breath is so fucking bad that
I
might leave her on the side of the road.
By the way, once we started talking about masturbating, need you to know, Apple doesn't fall far from the tree here with Susan and
Steph.
Yeah,
she's sick.
She sat up and started breathing with her mouth open.
The minute I was masturbating,
she's like... we are going to give her water.
Yeah, we're not giving my dog water.
Yet, trying to take just a sexy selfie, the amount of fucking...
sucking in I'm doing.
Time it takes to take one...
No, lighting.
Sexy... And sexy is like a grandiose term for the thing I send after I give up and I go, this one's good enough.
Oh, I usually when I send them, I'm not sober.
But
so
also
I, like,
pussy
the next
pics.
Morning, I'm like, pussy pics, I...
Where are we on that? Like,
no,
do you even
gone.
Have to stage them? Do we just go... Like, look, I haven't sent one, but I've thought about it. And you go, like, do the men care that it looks sloppy? Or are they like, yeah, that's what a pussy is?
No, I here's the thing. My tits are out there so much, we can't have the puss out there, too. I will not be... I have, like, front, like, top, where I'm, like, touching it so you can't really see it.
Yeah, I do.
But I'm not doing full... it's not a medical journal. I'm not doing a full fucking...
A spread?
Yeah, we're not doing a spread.
Nice.
We're not doing a charcuterie
like a nice
board
little spread.
We're not
good
doing
little
it.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah, we're not doing it. We're not having the old fucking figs and prunes sitting out there right now. It's not happening. It's too much. I have the fucking... The tits are out. If I become, like, famous, y'all are going to see these titties.
Oh, everyone's going to be trying to make money off of them, and it's just going to be
they're
like...
They're not going to make any money.
At that point,
gonna...
you just put your own tits on main, and you go, I'm getting ahead of this.
Oh,
here's the tits.
We're getting ahead of this gas. We're going to have to get some gas here.
Yeah. Let me ask you this right before we pull off. Ooh, there's a Chili's.
Should
I'm
go to
so
Chili's?
White trash.
You're
yes.
Starving.
Let's go to Chili's. I swear to God. Not when you're like, when you're masturbating alone, you know, we masturbate. We haven't that I know of.
No, we haven't. This is as long as I've gone.
Which I think we're both really fucking, it's like crackheads who haven't had a fix.
Oh, I'm filled to the brim.
Yeah, no, I am gonna gush. TMI, probably. But good for Nate, I guess.
Yeah.
I said his name!
Yeah.
Anyway,
haven't said my guy's name yet, I'm scared.
I'm dating a Nate, which is a whole... he's got the same name as my brother, that's a whole different podcast. But when you're like, do you think about him when you're masturbating?
Yes, I have been. And he's that, and again, he is the first person I have done that with in a very long time.
Yeah. No, that's
how, like...
I
usually watch porn. But with him, I've been, like, thinking about... Well, we fucked in the back of the Subaru, and I've been thinking about that because it was so fucking hot.
What?
You know, there's dog hair everywhere.
That was that smell? You let me climb in here to this cum-mobile?
No. Oh,
I thought it was my armpits. The whole time it's been semen from an ex-Mormon.
Was that the exit? I think so, yeah.
That's how I think... So, my boyfriend said something to me, which I might have already said at the podcast, and then we'll wrap up. And so, sorry if I'm being repetitive. But I think that's the female equivalent to this. He said, not to be a, like, gross bro when he said it. He's like, I know I really like you because when we fuck, after I come, I still want you to be here. Which, like, my man brain, if I just hook up with girls, is like, he's not a piece of shit. He wouldn't be like, get the fuck out. But he's like, I want to go to bed or I want to go, I don't need to snuggle. But he's like, I want to still hang out with you.
Yeah.
And that was, like, early in our relationship, which is, like, a very, like, bro-y way of being like, I like you. But I always think that, like, yeah, that's my equivalent. Is like, yeah, when I masturbate, I think about you.
Yeah,
I don't think about someone
crazy.
Else. I don't even do the thing where I imagine you getting in a terrible accident before I meet someone else in my fantasy, which I don't know if anyone else has ever done.
We have to end the podcast.
Yeah, because we're lost.
Where the fuck we are.
So anyways, this has been our podcast. Subscribe, rate, review us. We're on YouTube now. Subscribe to our YouTube. And we've got merch. Go to our Instagram profile and get the merch and subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes, please.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.